listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 250. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Well, hey there, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who helps women around the world make more money by creating a personalized business strategy and mastering their mindset so they can create a business and life they love and want to show up for every single day. Today's episode is an Ask Ange episode where I'll be answering a question from one of my listeners. And today's question is coming from the amazing Gemma Smith from the Together Pregnancy and Postpartum business here in Australia. But before I get started on this great question, I just want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by my four-day exclusive Bali Women in Business Retreat happening October 19th through to October 22nd. From amazing speakers to mastermind sessions to sound healing, luxury accommodation, a beautiful, luscious food, connection and time for yourself, it is the retreat that you're not wanting to miss. You're going to want to run and not walk to get your ticket. And if you're wanting to learn more about this awesome four-day exclusive Bali retreat for women in business, simply head over to Instagram, send me a message. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting. Again, head over to Instagram, send me a message, and my handle, you will find me at Angela Henderson Consulting. We can chat more about the four-day exclusive retreat for women in business in Bali to make sure it's the right fit for you. Now let's get into answering Gemma Smith's question from Together Pregnancy and Postpartum Business here in Australia. Gemma's question is, I'd love to hear your thoughts on being an entrepreneur in general. I find I love being so creative, having the power to decide what I want to do in my business, and equally find it at times a big responsibility, lonely, and hard not to compare to others. I guess I'd love to know how you've navigated the highs and lows of your business. I've participated and am participating in business coaching. I do networking events. I have counseling and practice, mindfulness and journaling. I know part of it is just being human. So I guess I'm keen to hear your thoughts on the human side of business for people who are not at the startup phase and who have not yet reached their bigger financial goals. Oh my goodness, Gemma. This is a very full question and probably a question that I could talk hours about on this particular topic. The first thing is we're human. And no matter what stage you're at in business, we all feel those feelings of big responsibility, loneliness, and hard not to compare ourselves with others. I know I do. But for me, the difference is I can get out of these ruts a lot faster now because I have better tools to transition me from when I'm kind of feeling, AKA the dark side, getting really down and on myself about business and shifting into the positive, more abundant state. What I mean is when I first started off in business, I was always second guessing myself, always comparing, always being on edge because I just wanted everything to work for me. It was a huge responsibility leaving my 9-to-5 job and making this work. My nervous system was shot to hell. At times I wouldn't sleep. But once I started to take full responsibility, radical responsibility for what was happening in my life and started doing things like hypnotherapy, working with a healer and really getting to that subconsciousness as to why I was doing what I was doing, it was a game changer for me. You have to remember that like 90 to 97% of our actions and decisions are being made by our subconscious brain. That's because of three kind of like primary driving factors. There is a fourth one, but the three primary driving factors are not feeling enough, not feeling safe, and not belonging. And as you edge up to that 500 kind of thousand revenue per year and higher, there's also a fourth one, which is loneliness. And you mentioned that. And then once we understand these driving factors and using tools like hypnotherapy to get to the root for these particular things like self-sabotage, etc., things change so much for me. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but by working on my inner game, I'm calmer. My nervous system is better. I sleep. I don't panic. And I trust that everything is working for me. But I do often think about if I didn't do this work, could I have lost everything. This is why I have a mindset coach and hypnotherapy sessions for my mastermind crew inside of my programs, because this is where the growth happens. It's not just about the next strategy and the next funnel. This is equally the strategy to get us through these entrepreneur years, regardless of what stage we're in, startup growth or scale. From what you've mentioned above, you know, you're doing some amazing things like networking, working with a coach, journaling, et cetera. And in theory, that all sounds great on paper. But what I had to learn was via my human design was that not all of those things may be what you need in order to apply your energy to life and business fully. In fact, they could be hurting you versus helping you, right? So understanding your human design is a wonderful tool to help with decision-making, both life and business, who you need to spend your time with or not spend your time with, how best to sleep, and so on. So I'd encourage you to also dig into your human design and see whether or not there's anything additional that you can let go of or double down on that will help you through this entrepreneur journey. The other thing to the human side of running a business is there's always going to be grief. Remember, grief is the loss of something. And in business, we can lose friends and family members because they are toxic and we need to let them go. Or sometimes when we start to do the inner work, you'll lose again family and friends because they want what you have. And this grief can suck. You may want to self-sabotage your success because you don't want to lose these families and friends. And this is why my clients inside of my programs, I talk often about grief, because grief as an entrepreneur, it's real and it happens more often than you know. You know, another form of grief, again, remember, understanding grief is the loss of anything. It could be the loss of a client. It could be not getting your ads working. It can be anything. So be kind to yourself, because grief will show up in the day-to-day running of your business as an entrepreneur. In regards to not hitting your financial goals quite yet, I love that you use the word yet. My advice here is stop chasing the financial wealth and start looking at all your wealth buckets. Remembering like attracts like. So often people are just focused on financial wealth and they neglect their physical wealth. They neglect their self wealth or their mindset wealth or their spiritual wealth or their relationships wealth. And in the end, it's these wealth buckets that are so important. All of these wealth buckets, not just the revenue wealth bucket. You know, in the early stages of business, we lose sight of this because we just want to keep our business afloat. And what I would say lastly, as we start to sum up this episode, is remember you're right on time. Be kind to yourself. And remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. More often than not, I'm seeing more women in business reaching out to me, expecting to be 6- and 7-figure business owners within the first year of their business. And for 99% of the time, this simply does not happen. So enjoy the ride. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. And also continue to take imperfect action to get you to where you want to go. I believe it's this combination of trust, believing, and action is what perpetuates and propels those entrepreneurs forward. I hope I was able to answer your question, Gemma, and give you some insight to my thoughts around your question around entrepreneurship. And for you listening, if you're needing help with getting clarity around what's next steps you should be doing in order to grow your business and make more money, make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au and check out the different ways I can work with you depending on where you're at in business. Lastly, before we wrap up this episode, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, hit the follow button in Spotify or the plus button in Apple, and you'll get each new episode straight to your podcast app. And if you haven't left a review, please do so. These reviews mean so much to me. They put a smile on my dial. Have a fab day, my friend, and I look forward to you joining me on the next podcast episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Have a good night. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.